640 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Special Report. The Federal Reserve lowered a key interest rate by a quarter point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell citing inflation and jobs numbers.
Job gains have slowed and downside risks to employment have risen. At the same time, inflation has risen recently and remains somewhat elevated.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in London with President Trump.
It will be seen as significant, but the president is likely to say in the coming hours or days that it is too late. And that is, of course, what he calls Chairman Jerome Powell. Jerome too late Powell, because he's been too late to cut these rates.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger reports more could be coming.
In the Federal Reserve's economic projections, it appears that officials think that there will be two more cuts before the end of the year. There's another meeting in October, and then the final one of 2025 is in December.
Checking the numbers on Wall Street, the NASDAQ and S&P are lower. The Dow is up 276. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for Matinair and Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Someone died this morning at the Palermo Pizza Factory on Milwaukee's southwest side. Investigators are still looking into what happened. The person's identity has not been released. Palermo says in a statement that it was a tragic workplace accident, and they promised to cooperate with officials and help the family and employees. A police chase in Milwaukee ended last night with three people dead when a fleeing car hit another vehicle. Police say they first tried pulling the driver over near 36th and Wright at around 9:30, but the car sped off. The crash happened about a mile south at 35th and Vliet. Three people in the car that was hit died. Two others inside were rushed to the hospital. The 19-year-old driver who was running from police was arrested after being hurt in the crash along with two of his passengers. Charges are pending. The goal is to improve the intake of international travelers. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport has started a $95 million project to modernize and expand its international travel capabilities. The new Concourse E terminal will replace the old International Arrivals terminal, nearly tripling the passenger capacity to handle 400 international arrivals an hour. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says the upgrade will boost international connections and economic growth for the area. Construction is expected to finish by 2027. The work is funded by airport revenue, bonds, and federal support. Employee paychecks may have a new address, but things are expected to stay the same at festival. Lisa Hale has more.
A Wisconsin-based grocery chain has been sold to a St. Louis-based company. Schnucks Markets purchased Festival Foods, and in a press release said the combined grocery stores will all fall under an umbrella company called 1939 Group Incorporated. Festival Foods, which operates 51 stores throughout the state, will keep its name.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, after losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with temperatures soaring to the low 80s. And with clear skies tonight, lows stay mild to the mid 60s. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, slightly cooler, highs in the mid 70s. Fall even more for Friday, down to about 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at. They have 17 pro courts. There's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule. Plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screen TVs so you can catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow them on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Zepecki.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brittany Merlot will tell us how long our season of summer will continue. And the Brewers continued trying to wrap up their division. J.R. Radcliffe with more. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. It is a great day to be an American and also a Wisconsinite. And it is
hump day.
It's one of those days. I'm not quite right. A little off today. Here at the world headquarters of Civic Media downtown Madison, blue skies, a little overcast. Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, saying a little bit more of that smoke coming in. I'm laughing because StreamYard has set things up differently and everything looks different on the stream today. But look at that. For those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, Twitter, X, beautiful sky in downtown Madison on State Street at the Overture Center across the street there, the intersection of Fairchild and State Street. Beautiful. Look at that. This is a great day to go for a fall autumn walk. Get out there and enjoy the sights and sounds. Absolutely fantastic, Mr. Zommers. How are you?
Doing well. You know, it's good to have Pat and Trigby on.
Yes.
As Trigby said, Pat's not going to take it anymore. You know, he was a little salty, but
well, as he should be, right? Lots going on in the country, and always glad to have Pat's take and Trigby's as well, and your phone calls. Appreciate all the phone calls, calling and listening in. It's so busy the first hour that we really didn't get to one of the things I really wanted to talk about, which is fine. All the things we talked about were important, but through all the other things out there in national politics right now, what is going under the radar a little bit is the fact that, by the way, there's still actually government business happening out in Washington, D.C., or lack thereof. And it has to do with the fact there is a deadline fast approaching at the end of this month, or the government will shut down, federal government going to shut down. And we haven't talked a lot, if any, about this, because of breaking news of the day. Here is a quiz question for you, Zommers. And our writer, pro bono, I might add, and researcher TJ has sent me this, and I went out of my way to make sure that I did not see the answer, and I printed it off so I could give my honest opinion. And I've left the printed copy on my desk, and so I'm like, I'll pull it up on the email, and now I've seen the answer, so I can't participate. But I'll ask you. Congress has until September 30th to pass all 12 of its annual spending bills. When was the last time lawmakers met the deadline without resorting to temporary spending measures? Was it A, 2020, B, 2016, C, 2003, or D, 1996. Again, I'll read it one more time. Congress has until September 30th to pass all 12 of its annual spending bills. When was the last time lawmakers met the deadline without resorting to temporary spending measures? 2020, 2016, 2003, or 1996?
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to guess 96.
All right. I would have, without looking, without if I hadn't seen the answer, which unfortunately I did, I would have guessed 2003. The correct answer, 1996. Well done, Mr. Zomers.
At first, I didn't know it was going to be multiple choice. Yeah. I was going to pick a year in the 80s or 90s. So, yeah. And then you said one that was in the 90s. And I'm like, all right, we'll go with that.
Well done, Zomers. Yes, 1996, Congress has not met its deadline for passing regular appropriations bills to fund the government's operations since it approved spending for the 1997 fiscal year, which was October 1996 and through September 1997. So in September 1996, since then, lawmakers have insisted passing temporary measures called continuing resolutions, which fund the government on an interim basis until the regular spending bills have been completed. If Congress fails to pass either of the required spending bills or continuing resolutions, the government could shut down. To date, none, zero, zilch of the 12 bills have been passed, and Congress has virtually no chance of completing the funding process before the deadline. To put that into context, our friend, my former boss, United States Congressman Scott Klug, the last time that Congress passed a budget was when Klug voted on it in 1996.
We got to get him back there.
Right? Klug for Congress, dust off the green and white.
It just, you know, back when politicians could make compromises.
Right.
As you've said before, with a lot of the people you've worked for and other people you've known in Congress or the Senate at state and national levels, they would argue on the floor and then afterwards say, you son of a gun, you really got me good. Now let's actually figure this thing out.
Yeah. And I think that's why. And by the way, the Lost in the Middle podcast with our friend Scott Klug is still available at Civic Media and wherever you get your podcasts, Lost in the Middle with Scott Klug. This is part of his frustration of the current iteration of government, the current iteration of Congress, on both sides, by the way, because he comes at it from a viewpoint when, by the way, he was in the minority party for part of his term in Congress and in the majority party for part of his Congress, and Bill Clinton was president, and he was a Republican. And still, back in 1990, think of that. You had Newt Gingrich as Speaker. You had Bill Clinton as President. But yet, they were able to pass a budget. And that was the last time it happened in America. So think of that. All through George W.'s term as President, all through Barack Obama's term as President, the first Trump presidency, the Biden presidency, and now in the second Trump presidency, all of those people. And obviously, passing a budget starts in Congress, so you can't lay all the blame on the executive, on the president. But think of the different speakers, people that have been speaker. John Boehner. In fact, I should correct myself. Boehner might have been speaker when in 96 when that budget passed. Newt might have been out as speaker by then. But then you had Nancy Pelosi. You had Paul Ryan. You got Nancy Pelosi again. Now you got Kevin McCarthy. Now wait a minute. I think I'm onto something here. I think Congress could operate better with Mike McCarthy as Speaker than it did with Kevin McCarthy as Speaker.
Well, I mean, as a football coach, they actually have to respect the clock.
Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. How about that? No, he didn't. Did he? Yeah. No, he didn't. No. Holmgren and McCarthy did, didn't he? With Aaron Rodgers. McCarthy was a coach when Trigvy should be here when Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl.
In 2011, McCarthy led the team to a win.
See? My brain isn't quite as bad as I think it is sometimes. But yeah, you got a Super Bowl winning coach. He could at least wrangle together Congress. There, I've hit on it, ladies and gentlemen, inadvertently.
You've got somebody who actually loses their job when they don't meet deadlines.
One of our friends listening in just texted me and she said, yes, he won a Super Bowl. She has season tickets, so she should know. I think Mike McCarthy as Speaker would be better than a Kevin McCarthy.
But
my point is that you can't blame this government shutdown on one party or the other, or one president from a party or another, because none of them have been able to get their act together since 1996. So that's a little, I think we need to spend more time on this moving forward, because this is going to impact potentially every Wisconsinite. And my thoughts always go to our military first and foremost, because a lot of them aren't going to get paid or partial pay or delayed. You've got government employees in this, federal workers in this state. It's going to be harder to get passports approved and visas approved. And I don't, you know, it always gets to the brink and then somehow they figure it out. I don't know. I don't know where this is going, but I think it needs to be talked about more and more people being made aware of it. All right, 16, coming up on 16 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 Civic Media News sports talk stations across the great state of Wisconsin. As Mike Lucas says, I can't get anybody's
name right. Mics and McCarthy's
I can't get anybody's name right today. I'm going to the game tonight, by the way. I'm my compadres, Kurt and Florcy, and my buddy Rob. We're going down to Milwaukee to try to cheer them on.
Yes, so, the Brewers game, even though we were just talking about Packers.
Yes, that is correct. I think I'm thinking about the game instead of the show. Get your head in the game, Todd. All right, as Mike Lucas says, timely indeed, because, you know, you're going to be going out to games, football games, as Trigvy Olsen said, high school games, and maybe you get a bad concession burger or a bad brat or something like that. Or maybe you got a little kid and they poo-poo their diaper. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? The category today, bad smell or bad taste? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, a bad smell or a bad taste? Give us a ring. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite Apple or Android device, the App Store. In the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Takes only a minute. It's free to download it. The Civic Media app, it's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app, get it today. You're going to want it, by the way. Speaking of the Brewers, our final free Ticket Friday ticket extravaganza contest. The lawyers hate it when I say that. It's just called Free Ticket Friday. You text in. We give you a word. You text it in. It starts with Kreitlow, then with Jane Mattner. By the way, I have closed a deal with Jane Mattner today. She is going to start appearing on the program on Mondays now. We're going to call it something along Mattner Mondays. And I think I can say this now. Our first one a week from this coming Monday, last Monday, September, is going to be live from Jane's English Garden. So I'm looking forward to that nervous anticipation. So you can on Friday, Kreitlow, Jane and Greg. Then you listen to Tom Hartman. He'll sell you some crypto and give you a word. And then we come on. And then you got Maggie Dawn. And does Schwab get a word too?
I think this time, yes. I don't know. We're about to be briefed on this tomorrow.
The contest has been happening all summer long. We've gotten to the final week, and I don't know whether Schwab gives you for the Free Ticket Friday or not. But it'll be great. So download the Civic Media app and have your chance to win four free tickets to the club level Brewer seats. The red hot magic number is 7 for the crew down in Milwaukee. 855-752-4842. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? PJ, watching on the stream on YouTube, says, well, if it smells bad, it probably tastes bad also.
Yeah, great smell point. Is a big part of taste.
Yeah, yes, it is. All right, come back. We'll take more of your calls, texts as well. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? You're listening to the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media Radio Network and the Todd Allball Show. It is now 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock on Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. Bad taste, bad smell? That's the question.
Maybe a different kind of bad taste.
Yeah. What's worse, the category today, bad smell or bad taste? Give us your opinion. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. Cindy, listening in Wausau on WXCO on the app, says, I think bad smell is worse. Bad taste you can usually get out of your mouth. But a bad smell can be in your clothes and your hair and stay in your nose for a very long time. Back when I was in high school, my sister made a pasta with vodka sauce. And for some reason, the vodka sauce bothered me so much. It made me absolutely nauseated. I haven't been able to smell it or eat it ever since.
Wow. Must have been pretty bad.
But isn't that true? I mean, I think that smell is our sense that can just hit us the most, right?
I don't remember the exact, information, but I do know that it is very strongly tied to memory as well. Like, you can smell cookies and be like, wow, I feel like I'm 3 years old in my grandma's kitchen.
Right. It's triggering for both good and bad memories, right? Yeah, I absolutely believe that. Len in Madison, listening on WMDX, says, I'd say bad smell is worse. due to source and remedy may not be as easy to remedy as bad taste. All right, very good. Appreciate that, Len. Matt in Middleton saying bad smell is worse because if it's bad enough, you can also taste it.
That is true.
Eric, newer listener in Madison on MDX. Thank you, Eric, for tuning in, saying bad taste for sure is worse. All right, very good. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Brett in beautiful Brown Deer, listening in on WAUK, says bad smell is worse because if something tastes bad, I can't stop tasting it.
Or I can stop tasting it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can. But let a skunk spray and it'll make you puke. Ever had a pet that got sprayed by a skunk?
Thankfully, no. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
That
simply one of my grandparents on the farm, one of the dogs got sprayed once. It was oof. Not good at all. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zobbers, bad smell or bad taste? What's worse?
It's a bit of a tough one because my sense of smell is not good.
Really?
Yeah, it's really not great.
I'm only laughing because we worked together for 3 years almost, and still I learned new things about you.
That's true. I mean, I guess what I mean by that is I can smell things, but I get stuffed up easily from allergies, and then I don't smell things. So for me, I guess I do agree with the logic of people saying a bad smell is worse.
All right.
It's just for me, it's more often that I can ignore it. So
right.
I don't know.
Let's go to the phone lines quickly. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's head out to the old hometown, Richland Center, the Driftless area, listening on WRCE, Whistler. In Richland Center, Whistler, bad smell or bad taste? What's worse?
This is worse. You know, the bad smell is like the road between Gotham and RC with the farm spread and stuff. You know, I can get through that.
Right.
You know, the bad taste, it's like I don't know. I'm not really sure how to get rid of it other than a glass of milk.
That good point. Good point. I see Whistler and I are from the same. I know exactly the exact spot he's talking about.
I'm
if
sure
you get
the
there
smell.
On the wrong day and people are spreading manure, it's tough for about 5 miles. I appreciate it, Whistler. 855-752-4842. Ollie, up in the beautiful North Woods of Wisconsin. Ollie, bad smell or bad taste? What's worse?
Well, I guess I'm going to say it can be different for different things. Bad smell is definitely worse when it comes to Limburger cheese because you can't get past the smell to even taste it. And a trick for all those people who can't get rid of the smell in their nose, if you take a piece of cloth or clothing and just breathe through it a bit, that will take that scent out of your nose.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it does work.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Ollie. Thank you very much.
Okey-doke.
Just a good old homegrown tale right there. Appreciate it, Ollie, up in the North Woods. I'm going to say for reasons that others have given, overall, bad smell is worse. Because I do think, like, if I have a bad taste in my mouth, you know, whatever. I can water, milk, whatever it is. It passes more quickly, in my opinion, than a bad smell is just like, you know, ugh. You know, especially, you know, got some of the refrigerator that went bad and you can't find it.
Oh, that sucks.
It's just like, what is this? All right, let's go quickly to Mike out in beautiful Spring Green along the Wisconsin River, listening to WRCE and RC. Mike, bad smell or bad taste? What's worse?
Well, I wasn't in a call until that lady mentioned Limburger. And the thing is, if you can get it past your nose, it tastes wonderful. And once it's in your mouth, you don't smell it anymore.
That's a good point. I've had Limburger down at Baumgartner's in Monroe. You're right. Once you taste it, yeah, but this, you got to get past the smell. Thank you, Mike.
I've never had it. I never smelled it either.
Yeah, it ain't pretty to smell, but the taste is, like, okay. All right, Farm News is next with Pam Yonke. That's, by the way, how we play What's Worse. We'll have another edition tomorrow. Going to come back, going to hear from Christian Yelich about his home run last night and the Brewers' chances of wrapping up the NL Central. And also some good news for you. Olympic speed skater Jordan Stoltz is back on the ice after a serious bike crash in June. Great story from the Journal Sentinel. Going to share that with you on the other side. You're listening to Cross Wisconsin to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Lyme disease is a pretty significant and rising public health concern in Wisconsin. Cases have quadrupled in the last 20 years, and Wisconsin reports some of the highest numbers in the country. As we know, ticks are the culprit, but people can use mice to prevent ticks in a way you wouldn't expect. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about it next.
Join our friends from Compere and Pam Yonke at World Dairy Expo on Friday, October 3rd at 9:30 a.m. Compere is dedicated to agriculture in rural America by providing financial services throughout 144 counties in the Midwest. Learn more at compere.com.
Pam will continue her coverage of World Dairy Expo with BioVet and Amperio on Wednesday, October 1st at 9:30 a.m. at booths 1503 and 1504 in the exhibition hall. BioVet and Amperio are your trusted partners in animal health. Stop by or visit bio-vet.com.
Let's talk ticks. Kurt Avery joins us. He's the founder of Sawyer Products. He tells us how you can use mice to eliminate ticks.
First, in the yard, if you take cotton balls and you soak them in permethrin and you place them out, the mice will take them back to the nest. The typical mouse will have 10 to 12 ticks on it. So you kill them before they get back into the population. As we've moved our homes out into the wilderness, we've depopulated the predators to the mice, you know, the hawks, the snakes, the foxes, and all that kind of stuff. So mice have proliferated, which means there's a lot more ticks in play. Now they end up on the larger animals, which we usually come into.
Use the mice to kill the ticks and then set traps for the mice. That's the solution I'm hearing. Kurt Avery, along with us, founder and owner of Sawyer Products. Stick around. We're going to be taking a look at closing dairy markets on the way.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
At the closing bell for cheese and butter, Class 3 milk prices were rallying. Could it be from the bird flu case confirmed this week at a Nebraska dairy farm? From Chicago, the October Class 3 milk contract was up 66 cents at $17.31 a hundredweight. The November contract up 54 cents at $16.90 a hundredweight. The 40-pound block cheese closed up a nickel and three quarters at $1.68.5. Double A butter up 4 cents at $1.81 per pound. Stay up to date on dairy market trends at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Group. Learn more online at horizonslaw.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness for tonight, staying mild with lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny and a nice day again for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And a partly cloudy sky on Friday, highs in the low 70s. Some rain possible Friday night and Saturday. It's 82 right now.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
T. Chwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and Appleton native son, actor Mike McGill, whose credits include Shameless and Bosch, and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Chwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. It is Wednesday, September 17th, 2025, at the world headquarters of Civic Media in beautiful downtown Madison on the intersection of State Street and Fairchild. I'm excited. I guess I'm distracted because we have this beautiful window that we look out on every day during the show, and it's such a beautiful day.
It is very nice.
I'm looking
outside.
Forward to get out there. That's why I wore this shirt today from Kimberly Akimbo, the musical. It says, "Life is short. Enjoy the ride." It's a great reminder to each of us that none of us know how long we get here, right? And we should seize the day every day. Enjoy the ride. And the cool thing is, it doesn't have to be expensive stuff. Just get out and enjoy the weather. All right? There's all kinds of people laying in hospitals and other places who would give anything to be able to go out and enjoy a day like today. So go out there and enjoy it for them. That's my opinion. I'm looking at myself, by the way, right? I have to be more grateful for the small things in life. It'll make us all feel better, just like Kira told us yesterday. All right, got to get to the story on the Olympic speed skater, but here's the deal. I'm going to open this up for, I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to open this up for conversation because Zomers has found a story on E-Bomb's world.
Boy.
We've been discussing it on the secret show, as we call it, during the stream. You see, you can tune in on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and we keep the mics open most of the time when the camera's on, and you get to see what we're really like when we're not, quote-unquote, on the air. I'll save you the trouble. Not dramatically different, by the way. Pretty much the same. And so tomorrow, in the radio world, it starts the book. The book is starting tomorrow. In TV, they call it the sweeps. In other words, it's when the ratings start. And some people get an actual book. You have to keep a diary. Other people, there's like an electronic device. And then all the stations and programs are rated. And this is what drives advertising in radio today. So tomorrow, the book starts. And so, you know, they want us to get interesting people and draw you in so our ratings are big. And so I'm thinking Zomers came upon this over the break. Zomers, be careful, but in general form, just tell us what you've got here. And the question is, should we have this person on the show?
All right. So
I love every part about this, by the way.
So E-Bomb's World, we have Peter Rapine, their managing editor, on very often.
Yep.
Website full of just ridiculous stories, crazy things, all true.
Real headlines from real, actual humans.
Yes. And recently, they have expanded their content, their programming, to include a spicy side of the website, right, which contains content generally not suitable for broadcast.
Right.
Or children, or work, you know, those kind of things.
Not safe for work.
And so E-Bomb's World posted today from their extra spicy newsletter that went out yesterday. 2025 is officially the year of the hot wife. And famed MILF and award-winning adult performer Serenity Cox, COX, is ready for it.
So she's an adult performer.
Essentially, one of the companies that she works for has launched a new brand specifically dedicated to ethical non-monogamy.
Ethical non-monogamy.
And she had an interview with E-Bombs World, and yeah, where they go about...
Was she clothed during the interview?
I don't know. I'm just reading it. It's not, I don't think it's a video. I think it was just written.
Don't open it up on company time. Now, I mean, I'm thinking that would draw, for better or worse, I think people would want to watch that.
It would be interesting, an interesting discussion.
During the book.
What I think, though, is if we're going to have this discussion with Serenity Cox, we need to also invite Joe Gao. Maybe not at the same time. We're not trying to make...
For those that aren't familiar, we've talked about this on the show before, former University of Wisconsin lacrosse chancellor, Professor Joe Gao, he and his wife have a cooking show with adult content included.
Yes, and he has been an advocate that it is free speech.
Right.
And he had some adult performers, or at least I don't know exactly. He had an adult performer come and give a talk about that business at the university, and he got fired for it.
Right.
And because, you know, people are like, oh, you're using it to promote your other business, or, oh, this isn't free speech. This is your, I don't know. It's an interesting subject. I'm sure he has a lot to say about it.
Yes. I'm like, it. Get ready. You never know what's going to happen on the show starting tomorrow for the next few weeks. It's the book. It's the sweeps. So you'll let us know if you think, should we have, what's her name, Spencer Cox?
Serenity.
Serenity. I think Spencer Cox is the governor of Utah.
You are correct.
Would that be great if we had Spencer Cox and Serenity Cox on the same show?
Now, that would be an interesting conversation, especially you don't tell them that the other one's coming.
Right.
Just a way to guarantee neither of them ever comes back.
Well, there you go. We've gotten our touch base for the week out of the way on the air.
So, yeah, we're going to have to talk to Peter Rapine about this one, see if he has any other inside information after we read through the interview very carefully.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that more. It's going to be a wacky and wild next couple of months here on the show during the book and the sweeps. In all seriousness, part of it is on Friday, we're going to have the Brewers Text to Win contest, your last chance to win 4 club-level Brewer tickets on Friday. And then starting on Monday... Are we allowed to say this? I've started down the path. It's our new Text to Win. The big fall summer sizzler jamboree.
More details will come tomorrow.
I'll preface it by this. In Wisconsin, when we say green and gold, we mean the Green Bay Packers. You might not always say Green Bay Packers, but you might hear the phrase green and gold. That means Green Bay Packers.
Yes, please be aware of that. We will not repeat that again.
We don't go around spreading rumors, so you better be sure and listen close the first time. In the words of the immortal women of Hee Haw.
Indeed.
All right. Gossip Girls. The Gossip Girls. 42 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is the only thing on Civic Media's radio network right now. Turning to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Great reporter Lori Nickel. Headline, Olympic speed skater Jordan Stolz is back on the ice after a serious bike crash in June. 3 months after a bike crash, Jordan Stolz appears to be in good health and strong form. Stolz was riding his bike on June 2nd, doing sprints and traveling about 40 miles per hour when he hit a bump on a country road and the chain on his Trek bike unraveled. The dismantling happened just after Stolz was pushing down all of his weight onto one pedal, so he lost control of the bike, went over the handlebars, and crashed into a ditch on the side of the road near his house in Kewaskum. The Olympic speed skater could see right away that his right leg was cut. On the roadside, he pried his phone from a shredded bike jersey. His bike helmet was also cracked as well and called his sister for help. When his father arrived, he wrapped a shirt around the leg and raced Stolz to a hospital. Quote, I was just hoping nothing was broken. I was hoping the x-rays would be fine, Stoll said, because it was hurting pretty bad. Legs are everything, of course, obviously, to speed skaters, but the area of the leg in particular that was injured is essentially sensitive. It bears all the weight. If the front shin is damaged, he can't sit, quote-unquote, properly in a speed skate position. And the mechanics can be thrown off with how his leg and foot work together while skating. It was worrisome that Stoles could see the white of his shin bone from the cut. Ugh, that's tough. He could see his tendons moving as well. He had to endure a 3-hour wait before the emergency room staff could get him in and sew him up with 16 stitches. Even now, months later, at the Pettit National Ice Center for a practice on September 10th, when Stoles recalls the ER visit, he's not sure if the patch job at the hospital was the greatest either. And yet, he's thankful. He says, quote, I'm sure it could have been way worse. It could have been broken all over. It was just this. I was lucky. It healed up fairly well, unquote. He took just 1 week off and took a course of amoxicillin to fight any infection, and that was it. The mark, deep red, on his leg resembles a lightning bolt. Now he's got a Harry Potter scar, unquote, his coach said, Bob Corby. It's kind of funny because when Stoles was a kid, someone called him, quote, Flash Jordan, unquote. A play on the words, 1980 movie, Flash Gordon. Stoles says he's okay now. In fact, he believes he is as strong as he's ever been. And that's a testament to him on his work ethic, along with the training guidance from his coach, Corby. Stoles' mentality and mental toughness always has been elite. While he's just 21 years old, he seems to be unfazed by adversity. Whether it's his pressure of being the favorite for the upcoming Olympics or dealing with setbacks of any kind, it is almost impossible to knock him off focused. Asked if he was on crutches for a bit, he gave a serious side eye. Quote, crutches? He said with a laugh. It wasn't broken. Stoles is an avid cyclist who uses road riding for off-season training. He's right back in the saddle as of mid-June with his shin taped up. He could sit and feel, could still feel pain and discomfort. Even 5 weeks later, his wound looked open, gnarly, and somewhat raw. The healing process was probably closer to 2 months. I just think this is an incredible story, and you're going to hear a lot as the Olympics get closer to about Jordan Stoles, another in a line of great speed skaters from Wisconsin. An accident like this was just for training. I mean, holy cow. That could just, as the story pointed out there in the Journal Sentinel, completely undo everything, right? And for this kid to have that kind of mentality and get back up and keep going, I just think is incredible. So all the best to Jordan Stoles as he prepares. Zomers, the Winter Olympics, are coming up in like February.
Wow. I do love the Winter Olympics.
Me too. As time has gone on, I tend to be a bigger Winter Olympics fan than Summer Olympics. I guess just because, I don't know, the events are more, I don't know how to say it, like combined, it's easier to follow. Like the speed skating, the figure skating, the luge, the bob. I like the bobsled guys and gals because how they start off their runs has so much impact with how the run goes and you watch. And then of course you have the jumpers and the downhill skiers. I don't know. I like the pad this week, this year it's in Italy, I believe. Is it Milan? Something like that. So NBC, I just read this also. NBC Universal hired a chef and a food person just to do hits during the Olympics in Italy on Italian food. How would that be for a gig?
Now that would be something special.
Now here, speaking of sweeps and the book, I'm thinking most of our audience loves the Winter Olympics. I'm thinking that Civic Media needs an Olympic correspondent in Italy. And I'd be happy to volunteer, sacrifice myself for that job.
And, you know, I think that our show does the best when we have a face-to-face interaction. So if we're keeping the Todd Allbaugh show, I might also have to head over there.
Join us, Zomers and I, from Italy for the Winter Olympics, Civic Media's continuing coverage. We'll come back, wrap up the show after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Brittany Merlot with a spectacular fall forecast. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, in with a sports report. And then it's another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon between 2 and 4. Join Maggie Dawn and her guests. Always fascinating, always informative. I believe today they're going to have Angelina Cruz on the show, so that'll be great. Also, General Russell Honore, is that how you pronounce it, I believe, discussing military.
Honore.
Thank you very much. Discussing military in cities. So timely indeed. Tune into the Maggie Dawn Show. And then our friend Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8. Shameless actor Mike McGill is on the show, as well as comedian Greg Schwen. So tune in to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8 tonight. All right, we've been talking about it earlier, and Brewers Brew Crew red hot right now. Got another big win last night, as Mike Clemens told us about earlier. And a lot of people are saying, geez, I wish I could see the Brewers before, because a lot of people aren't going to, including me, not going to be able to afford postseason tickets. But regular season tickets even now are getting few and far between. Here now, on Friday, your chance to win 4 tickets to the club-level seats of Civic Media for a Brewers game to be named later. No, it'll be soon, obviously. Only 11 games left, not all at home. And people ask, do people actually win these things? Well, and by the way, Jane Matinera, a friend and colleague of Matinera on Air every morning from 9 until 11, she does a much better job of talking about this than me. And Mom doesn't let me forget it. She says, well, I listen to Jane, and she says this all the time. Why don't you say it? I said, well, okay. Because people actually win. And so, for instance, Chris in Sun Prairie, Kimberly in Wauwatosa, pardon me, Terry from Cross Plains, Jim in Brookfield, Penny from Plainfield. That's fantastic. I like the alliteration. And Kevin in Madison have all been winners of our Friday giveaway. So you too could join all of them. Tune in on Friday, starting with our friend Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9. And then you have Jane Matinere and Greg Bach, 9 until 11. Tommy Hartman from 11 until 2. Us, then Maggie Dawn, 4 until 6. And Pete Schwabba, 6 until 8. Be listening all day long on Friday. One last time to get your free Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Of course, the Brewers take on the Angels in Game 2 of the series tonight on many of our stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls, and Hayward. Pre-game show at 6:05 tonight. First pitch at 6:35. Last night, Brewers got another big win. Christian Yelich with his, I believe, 99th run batted in, leading the club in home runs this year. And after the game at AmFam Field, our own Mike Clemens caught up with the press and Christian Yelich. Here's what Yelich had to say on the home run and the season thus far.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like, not even thinking about like the magic number of just, we need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You know, if we just keep doing what we need to do to win games, that's the most important thing, right? Obviously everybody wants to win the division, but you can't do that in one night. And you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit. So you just got to be present and focus on winning games. It's really hard to win games. So we need to continue to do that. And when that time comes, gets a little bit closer, then obviously, you know, you can think about it then.
Christian Yelich after the win last night over the Anaheim Angels. The magic number is down to 7, meaning that a combination of Brewers wins or Cubs losses, that total 7 get the crew to the National League Central title. For the number one seed in the National League, the magic number is 9, as well as the overall number one seed in Major League Baseball. And the difference there is, if they get the number one seed in the National League, then they would have home field advantage through the National League Championship Series if they were to get that far. If they get the number one overall Major League Baseball seed, they would also then, should they make it to the World Series, have home field advantage in the World Series as well. All of that's still achievable. Of course, they've already clinched a postseason berth. We know they're going to play baseball in October. And now it's just kind of a where they're going to land on that. But so exciting to watch this right now, Zommers, and to just follow the Brewers. It gives, at least for me, maybe I'm just too much of a sports guy, but it gives me hope, you know, in a time when right now you look around and there's not a lot of it.
No, it definitely does. I mean, I'm not the biggest sports guy in the world, as you know, but I'm becoming more so in a season like this just because of how much hope it can bring. And seeing, you know, the Brewers and how unified they are and how humble they are, I think can inspire all of us to try and work a little harder and do something about the things we want to see in the world.
Totally agree. And by the way, the Chicago Cubs got a win, came back and won 8-4 over Pittsburgh this afternoon in Pittsburgh. So now the Cubs have clinched a postseason berth with today's win, and that means the Brew Crew has to get another win tonight if they want to maintain that five-game lead. I believe 11 games to go in the regular season, so making it interesting right down the stretch and a lot of fun. Again, you can listen to the Brewers on many of our civic media stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls, and Hayward. Pre-game show tonight at 6:05, and the Crew first pitch just after 7:30 tonight. Great show today. Appreciate Pat Kreitlow. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 on Civic Media. Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project. Our great producer, engineer, Aaron Zombers on the board as always. And as always, to all of you, each and every one of you, all across the state of Wisconsin, around the world on the Civic Media app, thank you for listening. You are why we come here every day and have great conversation and a lot of fun as well. Have a great evening. Tomorrow, Francesca Hong will be our guest state representative on her gubernatorial announcement today. Talk with her. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie's next.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News Brief. The Fed has cut its key interest rate by a quarter point. It was not the half point cut many hoped for, analyst Stephen Cates.
This singular event is not going to make an enormous difference for individual borrowers in their lives. You know, credit card rates, mortgage rates, home equity, they're not just suddenly going to step change down.
Fired CDC Director Susan Minara has told lawmakers today the nation's public health system is headed to a dangerous place under Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy.
I believe preventable diseases will return, and I believe that we will have our children harmed for things that we know they do not need to be harmed by.
FBI Director Kash Patel back before Congress and questioned again about the Jeffrey Epstein files.
Any allegations that I'm a part of a cover-up to protect child sexual trafficking and victims of human trafficking and sexual crimes is patently and categorically false.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.